episode 176.
You know, the old adage right now that we're having fun with is when techs rock, America rolls. So the reality is we depend on our techs. And so whether or not they get us to school or they get us to work, they get our families where they need to go safely, we need them. And there's not enough young people coming into that career. And we know it's a multitude of reasons. And yet they don't know what they don't know. They don't know what these careers have turned into. They don't understand the technology that your average car today is powered by more computers than powered the shuttle to the moon. Your average car has 70 computers and 100 million lines of code today. Grease monkey, be gone.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to On Point from Remarkable Results Radio, and a special interview from an auto care industry professional. On Point. Hello, aftermarketers throughout North America and around the world. Carm Capriato here. Welcome to Remarkable Results Radio, the automotive aftermarket's only podcast focused on industry successes, trends, insights, and best practices told through all individual stories. And I'm with Jennifer Maher, CEO and Executive Director of TechForce Foundation, here in episode 176. Now, see the show notes at remarkableresults.biz, that's B-I-Z, /E176, for a plethora of information on today's very, very powerful episode. Now, if you've ever uttered the words technician shortage, you are required to listen. Now, this episode is brought to you by Federal Mogul Motor Parts. They are the reason you enjoy these interviews twice per week. When you need innovation and quality, you need Federal Mogul Motor Parts. Brands like Moog, Felpro, Wagner Brake, Champion, Seal Power, FP Diesel, and more, they're the parts techs trust. Find out more at fmmotorparts.com. My social media keeps buzzing. I need to give a high five to Stephen Kerr and Tim Livingston for their Facebook likes, and to Mechanic Resources and Kirk's Tire and Auto for their Twitter follow. And hey, thanks to Bud Robertson for his connection on LinkedIn. Hey, join the tribe. The website has all the links, or simply search for Remarkable Results Radio Podcast or Carm Capriato. Now, meet Jennifer Maher, the CEO Executive Director of TechForce Foundation, a non-for-profit 501c3. TechForce provides two services. Number one, scholarships and grants for students to attend and graduate from post-secondary technical schools trained for careers in the transportation industry. And two, to encourage the future workforce of technicians through their Future Tech Success campaign with middle and high school students, parents, and influencers. Now, today we're going to talk about the Future Tech Success campaign. It's a social media campaign that invites middle and high school students, parents, and influencers to consider the transportation technician career path and provides hands-on experiences for teens to engage with the industry. The campaign aims to reframe the image, career path, and opportunities of the profession. Basically, grease monkey be gone. To provide parents tools to help steer their kids' future success, if a child's wired to work with their hands, this career path should be obvious. And therefore to offer hands-on experiences for teens to tinker in the automotive industry. And finally, to organize a collective voice for the industry to demonstrate its commitment to current and future technicians. Listen to Jennifer Maher frame up the purpose of this campaign and how you can help. The industry will now have a central hub for information, media collateral, and a place to be a champion and connect opportunities and resources to change the paradigm of the technician. This episode is riveting, full of information, and offers powerful solutions to a much-talked-about industry challenge, the technician shortage. Jennifer Maher says it best. Here we go. A warm welcome to Jennifer Maher, CEO and Executive Director of TechForce. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Carm.
Hey, we need to know and understand the mission and what's going on with TechForce. I'm excited to have you on and share this with everyone in the automotive aftermarket.
Well, I'm excited to join you. And yes, TechForce Foundation is a nonprofit 501c3 that is working to drive the pipeline of tomorrow's vehicle technicians. And we're excited because right now we are launching our new signature campaign called Future Tech Success. And we're getting a lot of buzz about it. And I'm so happy to kind of talk to you and share it with your listeners and bring everybody up to speed.
So is this all about telling the world what is going on inside the opportunities in the aftermarket?
Well, it's about the fact that we have a crisis looming where there's simply not enough vehicle technicians in the industry, and we don't want to hit a point where suddenly I can't get to work because I've got to wait 2 weeks to be able to get my car serviced, or that retail's not moving because the trucks aren't moving and can't get the goods where they need to go. And you know, the old adage right now that we're having fun with is when techs rock, America rolls. So the reality is we depend on our techs. And so whether or not they get us to school or they get us to work, they get our families where they need to go safely, we need them. And there's not enough young people coming into that career. And we know it's a multitude of reasons. It's the fact that there's a grease monkey image out there that moms and dads are saying, you know, what do you want to do that for? And yet they don't know what they don't know. They don't know what these careers have turned into. They don't understand the technology that your average car today is powered by more computers than powered the shuttle to the moon. So we've got a lot of education to do and updating people on what these career opportunities really are today.
Your angle. I love your angle. When the technician rocks, we roll. Is that what you were? Is that what you said?
That's right.
Okay.
When techs rock, America rolls.
Oh, I love it. So is part of your angle to change mom and dads to understand that we're in automotive science and we need really good technical people to join?
That's right. I mean, we're kind of saying your average car has 70 computers and 100 million lines of code today. Grease monkey, be gone.
Right.
The idea that you're just simply working with oil and turning wrenches, it's just not the way it is today. And our future is about making sure that we've got young people who are coming into this industry recognizing the computer, the technology, the analytics, the problem solving. And the reality is, you know, the Future Tech Success campaign is recognizing that we're all wired differently. And we're battling, in addition to this grease monkey stigma, we've got an entire several decades of America telling everybody that the only road to success is a four-year college or a white lab coat or be a lawyer. And yet that one-size-fits-all mentality doesn't work for everybody. We're all wired differently. So as I say, some of us are meant to sing or dance, and some of us are meant to design or debate, and some of us are meant to sell. Some of us are meant to work with our hands. And we always say, you know that guy, you know that gal, the one who can take anything apart, put it back together, fix it. And they're just a natural. Their intelligence is in their hands. But yet we've got an entire school system, an education system that said your intelligence is only measured by your SATs. And we've got a lot of students struggling because they want to fidget and put things, you know, tear things apart and make them work and see how things go. And that is an intelligence that is not raised up right now in our education system, and it needs to be.
Is it the parent? Is it the student? Is it the counselor? Is it industry?
Yes. So, you know, I've coined the phrase finding PIPs. PIPs, P-I-P-S, parents and influencers of peripheral students. So I'm on this mission to find PIPs. And what I mean by that is we know the parents of middle school and early high school students. Those really in the middle school is the time that students are trying to figure out what they might do in life. And they're looking for clues. They're looking for what are their counselors saying, what are their teachers saying, and they're really looking at the parents. And I don't know about you, but if I ever said something and I watched my mom's eyes, you know, scowl and look at me and say, what do you want to do that for? And I see the eyebrows go down. I immediately pivoted to something different, something that got the reaction of pride.
Right. Ma didn't approve. Ma didn't approve.
Yeah. And if mom doesn't approve, what do you want to do that for? You move to a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is when you send your kids those signals and you think you're being helpful, you've shut off a whole lot of opportunities just because you don't know what you don't know. And maybe what you think they should be doing is not based on how they're wired and who they are. So we talk a lot in this Future Tech Success campaign about wired for success, that if you're wired to sing and dance, good for you, go that path. If you are one of these people who have this tactile intelligence, then here are the various paths that really require these hands-on heroes. And the reality is I'm selfish. Future Tech Success is backed by the transportation industry, whether it's automotive or motorcycle or marine or aftermarket or collision repair and yada, yada, yada. It's all of that. But the reality is, a middle schooler may decide that they want to go into construction. And that's great for them. But this idea of finding the parents and changing that perception to not derail them. Then the influencers, to your point, it's the counselors who are like, no, our school needs 100% college-bound success rate. Well, you know, that's lovely, but they don't follow up a year later to find out how many kids dropped out of that four-year college or took on tremendous debt but couldn't get a job. So this whole 100% mantra isn't in the best interest of various students. So it's a great path for some. It's not the only path for all. So being able to do technical and vocational education, this country has really shied away from that and pretty much ambushed it in the last several decades. We don't have the internships and the apprenticeship programs that the Europeans and other places have. So looking at the influencers, getting them to not, again, derail just because of the Kool-Aid they've been drinking. It also may be that the parents are sometimes not as engaged in raising the kids or helping to steer their success. So you look at a youth counselor, a youth minister, program director at a nonprofit where the kid is engaged. There's a lot of these influencers who also can help steer their success. So then I say PIPs, back to PIPs, parents and influencers of peripheral students. So what's this peripheral? Our argument right now is if we only go to places that have the automotive shop programs, if we only go to the NASCAR races and look for young people and try to inspire them, then we're singing the same song to the same audience. The reality is kids can't tinker anymore. So they don't know what to do. And you imagine they're young and they're 10, 11, 12, 13, and they're trying to figure out what they like. But the old days of being able to tinker with your dad in the garage is pretty much gone. And with the hybrids, et cetera, the technology, it's so advanced, you can't work on your own car. So they've lost this. And most of the after-school programs, they are very sports-oriented or arts and music. Maybe now the rise of robotics is helping us. But again, they don't link the robotics and the STEM to real careers that are not necessarily where the jobs are going to really exist in the future, like the technician career path. So we want to look at saying, how do we find the students who love working with their hands? They're building, they're playing with the Legos, they're, you know, tinkering with all this stuff. They're even building virtually on Minecraft, these cities, and, you know, and they're doing what they know how to do. And we need to give them experiences to connect that to the possible career paths in the transportation industry. And those are the ones who are sitting on the sidelines that we wouldn't find otherwise, unless this national initiative reaches out and inspires and swoops them up.
I'm talking with Mike Zralik, a technical product specialist with Federal Mogul Motor Parts. Mike, are you an extension of the technical support center we all know as Garage Guru?
Most definitely. You know, I spend a lot of time there. I'm involved in all the classes that go on there. I actually host classes there, such as our ASC test prep courses. So very much so an extension of that.
Mike, you're in the shop. So what's the greatest outcome that you see from the techs and service advisors that you're spending time with?
Not only are they learning about great product, but we get to talk shop. So, like, you know, I was in a shop earlier today, and we were talking about some electrical diagnosis he was doing, and he was actually having a problem finding some schematics, and we were able to work with that and talk back and forth. So I was able to get educated on a problem he's having in the field, you know, where I can share that with others, and I can share other ideas from other people with him.
Do you actually put product in the hands of the technicians?
you have to. That's, you know, in this industry, a lot of guys are like myself. You got to touch it, feel it, play with it. You know, just telling them about features and benefits isn't going to sell it. You put it in their hands, that's going to sell it hands down.
So you take the new Wagner OEX brake pad and you put it in someone's hands. What happens?
First thing they do is say, wow. You know, and then they start asking questions about the unique design of it, the unique shape, and the purpose of that. You know, and they're very blown away by the technology that we put into it. They're amazed by it, and they're loving it.
Eyes light up, aha moments.
You bet. You bet. And why is it taking so long to get this out in the market?
And I need them, and I want it right now.
Exactly.
Federal Mogul Motor Parts' Garage Gurus is your go-to source for the vehicle training, technology, and answers you need to keep your next job on track. On site, online, or on demand, the gurus are here to help keep your business and your career on the road to success. Visit fmgarageguru.com. Okay, you said it. National initiative. Where are you getting your disciples?
We are using social media and digital media and friends like you with podcasts and listeners because we really believe this is a grassroots movement. The transportation industry is huge. But right now, up until this point, it's worked in a silo. So everybody's been complaining and, you know, crying about the tech shortage. And people come and say, we will donate to the Tech Force Foundation if you can get me a tech. And it's like, well, that's the problem, is there's not enough students coming into the future, the pipeline. So we need to back up and really solve the problem, get to the root of the problem. And Tech Force can't do that alone. Nobody can do it alone. But we don't have to. This industry is massive, but it's been working in silos and a la carte. So what we're doing is three things. We've said we've got a plan for how to fix this pipeline shortage. Number one is you have to use the marketing through grassroots, digital, social media, because nobody's going to have the money to buy $1 million ad buys and put commercials. And then the joke is nobody's watching the TV anyway. So we have to go to where this audience is of millennials, and they're on Facebook and they're on social media and they're using their smartphones. So we have to go to where they live and we have to talk to them that way. The other thing is nobody reads anymore. So the old PR and all that stuff's dead. Instead, it's this, it's the podcast, it's video. People want to watch the information, and we've got great information to share. So the number one pillar here is the marketing. So we're creating the marketing tools. We're going to create the videos that can be pushed out. And already I sent out on Giving Tuesday this week, one video to 100 people about the Future Tech Success campaign. And then I'm at a dinner last night and suddenly somebody says, I just saw that video. Somebody forwarded it to me. And I'm starting to hear that buzz where people are seeing our Future Tech Success crowdfunding video. And I didn't send it to them, but it is being passed along. And that's the power of marketing.
It's the old peer-to-peer fundraiser scheme.
That's right. Exactly. And it, you know, the reality is we believe more what our friends tell us and will pass on than anybody trying to spray a message at you over the television these days. So the marketing is massive, and really that's the tools. So we are committed to creating the tools of the marketing message of the grease monkey be gone, of kids are wired for success, okay, and helping parents understand that their kid is awesome the way they are. You just need to help steer them and cheer them to the right pathway.
Is this going to include any one-on-one where if I wanted to go and speak to a PTA or see a counselor and attempt to change their mind or to influence them, would that include this in your step number one?
Well, in step number one, we're going to give you the marketing tools. We're going to push that out and we'll give you those tools. For instance, just even a PowerPoint or a video that you could show, yep, in your local community. The second pillar is just what you're getting at, which is this collective voice, which is we're working with all of the associations, all the alphabet soups, the ASC and NATES and AES and ASA and la, la, la. So we've been joining with them saying, what is it you do best? And if what you do best is bring internships and apprenticeships, then we're going to plug that into the messaging. If what you do best are amazing Skills USA activities and programs, then we're going to help people find those programs. So this idea of a collective voice, being able to use that national voice to also penetrate local communities. And then the third pillar is that hands-on. How do you actually give young people the opportunity to tinker again, to take a challenge, and actually show their parents how brilliant they are? Because in the end of the day, we're going to have like downloadable tactile challenges so that when a parent comes online and says, hey, maybe that is my kid. I've never even heard that word about that they're a hands-on learner. I just thought they didn't write great essays and hated school and that there's a problem. I didn't realize this.
Okay, I'm curious. How do you pull off the hands-on piece?
Oh, there's plenty of downloadable challenges. Like we're working with Lego Education, and they have kits, et cetera, where you can build. And suddenly, you're working with a circuit board, and you're working with pneumatics, and I mean, so many fun things where you're tactilely putting some things together and connecting, you know, the automotive STEM connections. And yet they could do that.
Did I see you guys put out, or who put out a video on Legos? They were building a Mustang, the original 64 Mustang.
I've not seen that.
Well, that's to me something for you guys to take a look at.
Exactly. And that's the beauty right now is we're getting, by connecting with people who are in this industry, people are sending us information about what I don't know. Because there's so many resources out there. And that's that collective voice I talk about is we're not going to solve it. We don't have to build a video like that. The video exists. You just have to tell me it's out there and where to find it. Our main thing, though, is how do we serve as a hub to be able to represent mom and the dad and the future techs in packaging it in a way that they'll get it? Because in the end of the day, our industry has so many wonderful assets, but as I joke to people, I'm going to put on my mom hat. I don't know what SEMA is. I don't know what CTE is when I'm in that realm. You think maybe I know because you know, because it's bigger than life in this industry. Who in this industry doesn't know what SEMA is, right? But in the end of the day, most people don't know. And so there's no big shock that moms and dads are still living in the old stigma because we've not done a very good job of being able to talk about what we do and who we are in a way they get.
So we've got to build insiders, not outsiders.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got to bring people inside the industry through this, if you will, evangelical storytelling.
And it is. And of course, again, we're selfish because the industry that's backing this wants them to consider the service technician track because we have a shortage and we need them. But it's not just selfish because we need them. They're great jobs. And so as people who love to work with their hands can share the stories of they remember what it was like to be the younger you. They remember struggling for school. They remember all of that. And, you know, young people need to hear somebody who's walked in their shoes. The parents need to hear other parents saying, you know, my kid came home and said they wanted to go be a diesel mechanic. I thought, no way. And yet my son or daughter is so happy now. And here's what they're doing. And can you believe what they're making and pay? And, you know, I mean, they need to be able to hear from peers the real stories. And we need to get, you know, the opportunities of the career ladder and the career lattice, how people start off as technicians and then they end up as the CEO, president of Rolls Royce. I mean, there's amazing career paths and twists and turns for where this industry can take you, but people don't know that.
Is it the industry's image? And I sit here and I think, you know, farmers have a pretty decent respect in our society because they bring us the food. They work very, very hard with their hands. But technicians, on the other hand, that work in the transportation industry don't seem to, yet they perform a hell of a service.
Right. Well, I liken it that 20-some years ago, I got called by friends and they said, oh, we've got this guy. We're going to set you up on a blind date. And I went, oh great. And what's he do? Well, he's in computers. Now, 20 years ago, mind you, The image that came to my brain was pocket protector, horn rim glasses, computer geek. And I was like, oh my God, this is going to be the worst.
Yeah.
You know, and that was the image and stereotype of a computer person 20 some years ago. And yet now when I say the guy I ended up marrying is in computers IT, they have a very different image. It's like, oh, you know, collared, white collared shirt and tie and traveling and working on big business and big data and, you know, very successful. And so what happened in 20 years that we completely repositioned and reframed that image? That's our challenge, is we need to look at how do we reframe it. But even Mike Rowe will show you the posters that hung in the guidance counselor's offices 20 some years ago that had the split screen of the successful business college bound person versus the grease monkey in overhauls, you know, overalls, and it just painted a picture of positive and negative.
Yeah.
That went a long way in making people have, for whatever reason, less respect for that profession as opposed to all these other professions where you also work with your hands.
Excellent points, Jennifer. Thank you. You're going to serve as a hub for this initiative. What can the industry, what are my listeners going to have to do to help you?
I think everybody needs to pitch in. The reality is we created the Future Tech Success Campaign to be a grassroots, I call it the McDonald's hamburger theory campaign, that if you sell a billion hamburgers for a buck, you still have $1 billion. So the reality is through digital and social media and crowdfunding, our listeners who say, I get this, I know there's a tech shortage problem and my business is suffering, I need to help. I get these people, that was the younger me. And I want to help. Whether you pitch in $10 or $50 or $500 or $1,000, it doesn't matter. The idea is everybody pitches in. We will have the arsenal that we need to create these videos and the messaging and the tools and templates. And then we need our friends to share it.
Yeah.
Because again, it's not about some big media buy. So whether you could donate or not, we hope you pitch in whatever you can. And then again, how do you take the links and the videos and find a young person that you say, my gosh, it's that kid is the kid we're talking about. How do you get these materials into the hands of their parents and influencers? And that's forwarding it and sharing it because it may be a niece or a nephew or a grandkid. And that's where the power of passing it along will have some lift.
I get it. So if I was going to donate $100, in my mind, I have to say, that's not all I'm going to do. I'm not going to do 100 and forget it. I'm going to do 100 and then I'm going to hang out and I'm going to wait, share on social, go speak with a PowerPoint. And I need to sign up for this, not only money, but my own personal efforts. I just can't give the money and walk away. I have to get engaged.
That's right. We look for the connectors as well as the donors. So great to donate, but help us connect. Connect to people, associations. Get us on the main stage to talk to long, you know, large groups of people. Share it on your own social media so that your followers see that this is a campaign that matters to you. Basically, we're looking for champions and how you can engage with us. If you know of great content, great stories, tell us. Upload your testimonial. Say, I'm one of them.
Okay, so I get involved, and is there a way that you continue to feed me, connect with me, information so that I can use it in my social network?
Yes. So again, right now we've launched the very first phase of the Future Tech Success Campaign. It's phase one, our quiet phase. Quiet meaning it's not out there at our audience of pips yet, right? Mm-hmm. It's not going to the parents and influencers yet because we need to raise the money. So this soft launch is about the industry internally. So we're out here talking right now to people who get this, who already understand this and will join us. And when you come online and you engage with us, we are setting up the back-end systems to be able to keep providing you links to our portal where you can download tools and materials. Our microsite for this campaign will go up on January 1. and that will be the hub of resources. That's where if you have local events or activities, or there's a monster jam or something in your community, if you're providing internships, if you'd be a mentor, these are places where you'll be able to engage and upload. But again, we have to build all this from scratch because we've been complaining a lot about the tech shortage, but nobody's had a plan to actually fix it or do anything about it. So we're taking the generosity of our supporters and we're building the infrastructure and the tools.
Okay, so website, social media addresses, I'll put all of that on the show notes page for this episode.
That would be awesome.
Everybody's going to be able to go to the show notes page when we announce the episode number and get themselves engaged, no matter if it's a monetary way or to help with all the collateral pieces that you're going to have to share and to talk about.
And the crowdfunding campaign is up for several weeks. And on that, there's various giving levels. And for some people, they want to give and they don't need anything in return. They just want to make the contribution. For others who say, hey, you know, I would love to be able to contribute. What else is there? Because I've got a young person in my life who's a hands-on learner. What can I do for him or her? We've got our partners at Snap-on that are offering tools so that at various giving levels you can get, you know, a screwdriver set or a drill set. So different ROI that is something you could pass along to people you care about to help to inspire them.
It sounds like public TV, the way they say, if you give us $500, we'll give you a couple of DVDs.
Yeah, if that's what works for you,
and
you need some
it.
Awesome Snap-on tools, we've got that for you too.
You know, I guess if it works for public TV, it could work for the... Now look, I know so much about TechForce because we had a great pre-call. You guys are given a million or more in scholarships every year. You're helping students cope with their education process, and there's so much more to talk about. Would you come back and let's cover this in a couple of more phases?
I'd love that. We could talk very much about the scholarships and grants we give because that's another part of this. There's a lot of students going to a technical school. They're living, you know, dollar to dollar, day to day, trying to get their education to pursue this dream. And this industry cannot afford a $400 hiccup to let them drop out and derail coming into this industry. So that's where we look for companies and supporters to get those kids through.
Well, when I spoke to Amy Matinat and Bogey Latiner and said that you're a rock star and I have to have you on the show, I think they were right.
Oh, well, thank you. Those women are rock stars, so I love them.
And listen, I know we talked about future tech success in the launch of this, but we've got to have you back because there's so much more to what you are doing for our industry.
Well, thank you. I'd love it.
Thanks.
Talk to you soon.
Hey, guys and gals, thanks so much for listening. I said this was going to be a powerful interview. Do you think we got a plan to really make a difference in recruiting and filling the pipeline for our future technicians? I think we have a heck of a start. Now, please go to the show notes page and click on the links found there. remarkableresults.biz/E176. Hey, please share this episode. I need to be sure that the entire industry gets a chance to listen and learn from Jennifer Maher. Thanks. Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.